Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures from right here in the Impact Power Sports Studio. Impact. Making an impact with you. So glad you are here. Chris is with us. Now, Chris D, he's like a big-time youth soccer leader, coach. There's some terrific soccer organizations in and around the community. And Chris is part of that group. The damnedest thing happened. As we say hello to everybody. I see Eric Nagel is here. If he rocks here again, I always sit up taller in my chair. Goddamn legend right there. Yesterday was a whirlwind for me. I got done radio show. I did podcasting. E-Rock says, well, someone gets a radio gig and now we get to see the other side of the room. I'm like the poverty king of all media. Radio, podcasting, you name it. That's really it. There's really nothing more to name. So I get done with doing the podcast yesterday. And I reached out to my buddy, Timmy Mayer. And I had told you I wanted to stripe parking lots with Tim Mayer from Shoreliner Striping. And so, you know, first of all, Tim is from the U.S. He's not a Canadian, but he speaks Canadian. Linda says, king of striping and fries. That's exactly right, because that's what I'm going to tell you about right now. So I said, Tim, he goes, hey, Zahner, how's it going? Not bad, buddy. You need any help today striping soccer fields? He goes, oh, yeah, hey, we're going to be over at Rangers there near your neck of the woods, eh? So if you want to be there, there's no doubt about it. We've got things for you to do. And I go, okay, well, I'll see you there. And I come rolling in. I pull up. He's pulling his trailer full of his equipment that he uses to stripe soccer fields. And as I get out of the car, and by the way, Chris Denham, these are his soccer fields. He writes, he genuinely does sound like that. Amy says the Canadian accent is spot on. I get out of the car. He goes, oh, hey, Zahner. Yeah, hey. Oh, hey. How's it going, eh? Hey. I go, not bad. You got a problem. Well, what is it, eh? I go, the tire on the trailer is going. I look, he's got a big piece of metal in it. I go, you got a hole in your tire. He goes, oh, doggone it, eh? We, it's crazy because we got like spares everywhere in a garage, eh? But no one put them in the trailer. I go, well, what are you going to do? He goes, oh, I guess we just limp home. We'll deal with it later. We got to get this field painted. And now I've never done this in my life, ever. But this dude's a grinder. And I'm figuring out that he's one of these guys that just throws you to the fire. And so before you know it, what I'm doing there, if you're listening to the audio podcast later, recorded version, or you're just listening now and can't see, then you don't see me. I'm spray painting orange paint on the soccer field there. Yeah, Zahner, mark off a corner there. That's where we're going to start. That's where the corner kicks are, eh? Okay. And then here I am. I'm actually putting down the paint. I've been on the job for 3 minutes and I'm actually dropping the paint on the field. Look at this. Ryan says, I wish you would have had me film this. That could have been a poverty version of Dirty Jobs. I was thinking the same damn thing. I did not. I thought I would be doing things like running back to the truck or maybe changing the tire. Oh, no, we're going to let you paint, eh? What? I am concentrating so hard. See, there's that string on the ground. You got to follow that thing. And then this little spray painter there, it just does its thing. Oh, good job dropping the paint. No doubt about it. You're a natural, Zahner. So, okay. It was fantastic. So I go, well, what if I screw up? He goes, oh, it's okay. You know, soccer fields, there's a little give and take. You can be off by a few inches here and there. Hell, I'm going off by 6 inches. It's no big deal. He goes, parking lots is another story. I wouldn't let you go and do a parking lot right away. But this is very forgiving for you, Zahner. So I don't know 100% what the plan is, but there's another dude there named BT. And he goes, hey, yeah, go talk to BT. And this dude, BT, his name's Brian. I think they're suspecting that I might be... That might be my field. There's like 8 or 9 fields, and you have to paint them twice a week. He goes, yeah. He goes, do you have a pickup truck? I go, yeah. He goes, this is, how far away is this from your home? I go, 2 miles. He goes, yeah, we might put a painter in the back of your truck. You take it home, and this is you do this twice a week. That's it. I go, so it's like mine? He goes, it would be. I go, well, fuck yes. What have I stumbled onto here? Rebecca says it's turning into a Scottish accent. Oh, it isn't. Come on now. Scottish is like this. That bloke Zane. So, just like that. And then I'm talking to him. And now, at this point, I don't know that this has anything to do with audience member Chris Denham, who is right there in the chat. I'm looking at him. I said to Timmy Mayer, I go, so how do you get this work? Do you have to go and bid on it? Do you have to, put on a suit and tie and go present yourself? And he goes, no, it was your show. Advertising on your show. I go, really? Yeah. I'm like, oh. He goes, Chris Denham. I go, oh, for God's sake, of course. Jesus. So that was just fantastic. Thank you, Chris. See, that's what it's all about. And that's turned into other great things. So I'm very, very happy with that. And then so we go till about 4:45. And when that's going on, I get a text message from Doug over at Bosco's Pub, another 1 mile away from my place. And I pick it up. Actually, he called. I go, hello.
Yeah, hey. We're training a new guy at 5. You think I can come here and show him the ropes?
I go, yeah. So I literally went, radio show, podcast, striping soccer fields, to teaching a guy how to make perfect French fries at Bosco's Pub. All in one fucking day. I was calling Linda after every stop, my close pal Linda, and I go, you won't believe what I'm doing right now. You need a nap. She doesn't sound like Maureen. You need a nap. I know, I'm fine. I'm high on life. I'm doing all these amazing jobs. It's fucking great. I'm so alive. Linda says he exhausts me. Well, thanks for that voice. Jeez. Florida man 814 says, no moss grows under your feet, guy. Sign, Meathead. John Midgley, the psychopath magician, writes, Zane's resume must be like 100 pages long with all the different jobs he does. Busy guy. Wouldn't have it any other way. You know, seriously. I was with some other friends over the weekend that invited me to a charity hockey game. And honestly, if I'm free, this has been my motto for the longest time. If I have the day free, I'll do it. However, I might have to pump the brakes on that. Because I'm starting to think, because I was looking at the schedule and I'm like, God damn it, I got to get up north and have some fun. And I don't see any time because I'm doing so much shit. Whatever. So I got to start saying no, according to Pooh Bear. She's like, I want you to start like turning things down. CBear495 says, are you with a new radio station? In case you don't know, yes, it's the radio station over my shoulder, Q100 Michigan. I sit here and do a morning radio show from 6 to 10. There is not a lot of heavy lifting doing that job. It's, you know, I'm playing music. I'm talking for like 90 seconds at a time. This is an awesome gig. And then I do this show. E-Rock says, one works in radio so that you don't actually have to do real jobs. Well, that's true. And frankly, when I was doing the striping, I was like, God damn, I'm actually doing it. This is so weird to actually be moving and accomplishing something rather than just sitting here running my mouth and annoying people. God damn. CBear495 says, switching off between this and the morning show. No, no, no. Morning show is 6 to 10, and then I pick this show up right after. So I guess so, but just not repeatedly on and off during the day. Ryan says, the media certainly has picked up on your busy schedule. Hopefully your automation tests for the podcast yield great results. I don't know if you caught wind of what happened today between 5:30 and 6, Ryan. But there was speaking of testing. Holy shit. And by the way, there is a brand new article from the Big Fraud News Network that has been made available. Now, it's weird. The Big Fraud News Network only posts their articles, their news articles, online editions, on the Eric Zane Show podcast Facebook page. Pardon me, subreddit. So if you were to look up the Eric Zane Show on Reddit, you would find the headline, after a tumultuous Big Fraud Saturday, Zane faces a severe edit as fans demand censorship from the poverty shock jock. I'll read it to you. It's fantastic. In a whirlwind of bizarre developments, the Big Fraud News Network has uncovered the aftermath of a tumultuous Big Fraud Saturday at Big Fraud Eric Zane's makeshift studio, perched precariously above a garage in MAGA-infested Ottawa County, Michigan. Reports emerged over the weekend of mysterious changes to the studio setup, including the appearance of a poverty-stricken fold-out table and makeshift gear, suggesting a desperate attempt to keep the local celebrity afloat. When pressed about the changes, Zane cryptically remarked, whatever you see here is temporary. Zane attributed the alterations to the challenges he faced during his inaugural week at Q100 and juggling his podcast duties. In a stunning revelation during a Saturday paywall broadcast, obtained first by BFNN, Zane admitted, I found myself really constricted and compacted by my old desk. And with a flourish, he unveiled his solution. This new fold-out table really stretches things out. I can now see all three monitors in the right arrangement. More room for all my activities. Yet, by Monday's show, the table had mysteriously disappeared from view, expertly concealed as the camera zoomed in, leaving casual viewers none the wiser to Zane's cantankerous rearrangements. In the wake of a scandalous Bear All episode on Fraudulent Saturdays, the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast, rife with exposed press and embargoed personal tales, Eric Zane has pledged to enact rigorous new guidelines for future broadcasts. Quote, "We're clamping down on what flies on the show," Zane asserted in a statement to the Big Fraud News Network. "Exposed breasts will be categorically prohibited with vigilant monitoring in place by a team of experts led by audience member Jimmy. We're dedicated to upholding the integrity of our content and safeguarding our esteemed sponsorships," responded the host as he faced the prospect of listeners canceling their paid subscriptions and sponsors pulling logos. Quote, "As someone who once did makeup for Taylor Swift, I can attest to the allure of a well-placed pair of chesticles," said Big Fraud's chief titty watcher, Jimmy, drawing on his eclectic experiences. It is important to note, despite Big Fraud News Network's relentless pursuit of confirmation from Taylor Swift's camp, the pop star's team has chosen to maintain a tight-lipped stance, leaving Jimmy's eyebrow-raising declaration unverified and shrouded in mystery. Phone calls and social media messages remain unanswered, plunging Jimmy's audacious claim into a realm of uncertainty akin to a riddle wrapped in enigma. In a scene straight out of the absurd playbook of the Eric Zane saga, Monday's Patreon bonus took a peculiar turn as viewers clamored for insight into the sudden removal of the Ben and Eric Patreon content. Yet true to form, Zane was conspicuously absent from the limelight, conveniently citing the need to attend to a lurking canine in the background. As the confusion mounted, Zane's broadcast devolved into an extended interlude of static camera footage and music, spanning a staggering 12 minutes on his Monday paywall show, a spectacle that held his paying subscribers rapt, their numbers oscillating wildly throughout the dead air. Before Zane left, he had about six people watching the stream. After he left, the numbers soared to 19, indicating a surge of interest, albeit fleeting. Upon his return, however, the viewer count dipped down to 14, suggesting that perhaps viewers found more excitement in anticipating whether the Q100 sign would topple in the background. In a twist aimed at untangling his labyrinth schedule, Zane has been seen entertaining the notion of replacing himself on the podcast with nothing more than a static camera, a strategy hearkening back to his prior trials. With aspirations of rendering the operation seamlessly automated, Zane hopes to maintain his myriad of undertakings while the podcast ostensibly operates autonomously. Yet, whether this audacious maneuver will alleviate Zane's overstretched status or merely compound his challenges remains to be seen. Amidst the return to broadcasting on Monday, Big Fraud Zane himself found himself on the receiving end of a scathing tirade from show listener Kenny, who coincidentally was also celebrating a birthday. Oh, that's it. You're going to get blocked now. That's it. Dislike. Bad review. You made fun of me. Kenny's grievance Q100's app failed to update the currently playing song on his smartphone device, sparking an outpouring of frustration. Meanwhile, whispers circulated about the existence of homemade porn on VHS starring none other than Big Fraud himself. Ever vigilant, the Big Fraud News Network stands poised to employ cutting-edge AI to digitally enhance and upscale the footage to eye-watering 4K resolution, ensuring every cringe-inducing detail is magnified for viewers' discomfort, including whether or not what was rumored in black market tapes was Big Fraud's stretched-out nose, or perhaps the Big Fraud's crank itself. Wow. What an epic tale from the Big Fraud News Network. Fantastic writing. My God. Today, this could have been written about in the Big Fraud News Network, and maybe this will be added to the at some point to an article. I don't know. I don't choose what's written about in any of these stories about your old pal EZ. And you can find these on my subreddit, which is dangerously close to being at 480. When I finished the radio show yesterday, I walk away from this little poverty setup here that makes it all happen. I just leave. I come back, I sit down, all I got to do is turn on a mic and say, "Hello, radio world, it's your old pal EZ." We go to do that, we start testing it at 5:30, nothing. So the way we do that is I'll roll a song on my end here and I'll hit a button and it indicates it's not working. For 30 damn minutes, we're doing everything. Now, the poor guy on the other end, his name is JJ, and he's learned that I am notorious for not having a button pushed. Two times ago that this happened, it worked itself out. He, like, hit a button on his end or reset it. Isn't that what you've heard IT people say? Yeah, shut it off and start it over. Disconnect and reconnect. My man disconnects and reconnects. Nothing. We're counting down the time. All right? The song has 1 minute left in it. This is what's going to happen. The song is going to finish, and then you're going to hear the legal ID, WQON, whatever, Grayling. And then it's going to go into the news. And then after that, I talk out of it and say, "Hey, welcome to the show." 1 minute left. He restarts it. I try it again, and it works. We sat here for 25 minutes trying to get it to do that. Oh, my God. My little heart can't take that, you know? Oh, fuck. That was some stress. Let's see. Ryan writes, "We're still hoping Susan Samples will become our senior correspondent, but for now, Linda has been appointed." Linda would be a tremendous correspondent. All right. Ashley is here. She says, "When in doubt, restart." I'm glad Ashley's here. You know, I mean, there was some weird shit in the last 24 hours. The Ben and Eric Patreon podcast has been sanitized. There is no more nudity again. And there is also a removal of a large chunk of the material that Ashley was questioned about. She made it known that she did not want that material on there. So I went ahead and did all that. And hopefully everybody is happy now. And no one is upset because your old pal EZ doesn't want to make anybody upset. However, Ashley is 100% banned from any video going forward. She is a perpetual line stepper, completely out of line, and is no longer allowed to be seen in any until further notice. She is indefinitely suspended. It might be years since she's seen again. And if she wanders over to Amy's house again to be on her Patreon, then I'm going to have to block Amy's. Okay? No more. Everybody seems to be on the same page now. She says, I don't even have Patreon, EZ. I know. It's probably best that you don't. Ryan says, thank God that Chief Titty Watcher Jimmy is standing by. Goddamn. What a fiasco. And the thing is, I just had two people who signed up and changed their... Because people can sign up for a year of Patreon at a time. It's cheaper. It's 10% cheaper when you do it that way. And a couple of people signed up. Matt Hubbard and Paul Hines signed up and upgraded from just audio to audio and video. All right. And I don't know if they hope to see titties, but they're not going to. I don't know what Ashley's talking about. She says, I agree that everyone is on the same page. I think it's three ladies, but that's all right. No, there were no women that were expressing frustration. It was all dudes. Kenny was frustrated. Jimmy did not like the titties because he had a perpetual hard-on all the time. And Ryan was not happy at all with the titties. And that's it. We pick up the pieces, we move on. What a day. Welcome. Plenty busy, as usual, for your old pal, EZ. E-Rock says, restart the pooches. They don't seem to be functioning. Yeah, they are gone. I think I got a little bit of an eye open there from old Darla, who was sound asleep. We are dangerously close to 1 year anniversary to the loss of Daisy, right here. There's a pic of Daisy that the immortal Nikki painted. That happened on March 28th, 2023. I cannot believe it's been that long. Oh, my God. One of the saddest days of my life. And since I mentioned Nikki, who did that wonderful portrait of Daisy there, she would like me to introduce you to this bit of drama. She has a question. She wants an opinion. Subject line, trans opinion. Now, what I know about Nikki is she has no problem with anyone at all who decides that they want to be a dude or a chick. Stand by. Listen to this. She writes, I don't have anything against this person. They seem very nice. I don't know why I emphasize it that way. I don't have anything against this person. They seem very nice. However, we have a female, and she put it in quotes, meaning born a dude, becoming a chick. We have a female in our locker room at work. We change into scrubs at work in the locker room, and a few weeks ago, I'm changing, and I look over and realize that the transgender woman has a penis. So she, like, looks over and, like, full-on dick hanging out. They never warned us that this person is going to transition and are changing in the female locker room. She has a penis and a 5 o'clock shadow. Nikki says, I think we should have been asked. It's very odd for all of us girls. Again, I have nothing against this person. She still uses her male name too. What do you think? Should we have been warned? So two questions there. What do you think? And the other question is, should we have been warned? Well, I might need more information because in a setting like where you work, which I believe is healthcare, I think that there might be some legal ramifications if there's a memo that goes out that says, hey, Ron's becoming a chick and is going to be changing in the women's locker room. So that might have something to do with it. And I don't know the law. I don't know where we are in all of this. I don't know what's up, what's down, what's left or right. What do you think? She asks. I think you should flip it and say, I mean, if someone is going to do that, it's well within their right. So you need to support that. Okay? And I think to support that best, you walk up to Ron there with Ron's big cock hanging out and say, Ron, I love that you are here boldly changing in front of all of us and showing us your big fat dick. I think it's fantastic, and more transgender women need to just march right into the ladies' room and show us your big fat cock. And you got a great looking cock, and I'm just so happy that you're showing it to us. I mean, you would fry her brain if you did that. Because it's well within her right to do that. It's also well within your right to go have a Q&A about Ron's cock. And then after that happens, you need to report back with exactly how it went. There should, if that's the day, the game that we are in right now, I see nothing wrong with approaching it that way. I'm curious as to what everybody thinks about that. Molly writes, no, other people's genitals don't matter. I don't think that they matter in the sense of like the world, but I mean, just for the people in the locker room, if they feel uncomfortable, is that does that mean anything? Or is it all your feelings be damned? Let that person do whatever they want. Hazmat 207 writes, even if it was a dude's locker room, who just lets their hog flop around in front of coworkers? Well, I mean, that happens all the time at the YMCA. There's a couple dudes there that are always running around with their big dicks hanging out. I don't. I try to not have dick flopping around, but some don't give a shit. You know, they just, here's your cock. Megan says, easy is almost at the old man age at the Y. All right. Yeah, I know we're friends. I see you're being quite bold with that. All right. Appreciate that. Thank you. Chris says, let their feelings be damned. Wouldn't that go both ways, though? Absolutely. Okay? Leave your feelings at the door. So all you women that are in there getting butt hurt by cock, suck it up and then, you know, maybe return the favor. All right? Maybe, it went in Rome, I guess. Who knows? I don't think there's anything anybody can do about it. I think that's kind of like the way of the world. There's lawsuits that can take place. Nick says, give that hog a towel snap. My God. Yeah, so thank you, Nikki. Good luck with that. I suspect that is going to cause like a lot of complaints to HR, and literally nothing will be done about that. Like, they won't even respond to you. Or you'll get the boilerplate message of, yeah, we got that. We appreciate your feedback. But, goddamn, this is, we live in a day and an age when you can walk around outside with it. Probably not have a problem. So very interesting that you're dealing with that. I'm curious how it makes you feel. If you just stare at it, though, like if, okay, let's say you're in there, Nikki, and this big dick is flopping around and you just stare at it and maybe talk to it, you know, or lick your lips. Something. You might fry this man becoming a woman's brain. It's crazy that there is literally nothing that can be done about this. I don't know. It's just remarkable that this is the world we live in. I don't have a problem with it at all. Like, if there was a woman in the men's locker room, when I see the muff and the boobs, I'm just going to put two and two together that it's a chick becoming a dude. All right. Like, there might be a day when my daughter, my lovely daughter, Madison, her boyfriend, Ash, we like go to the YMCA and Ash is going to go in the dude's locker room. And Ash was born a girl. It's now a dude. So if that happens, you know, all I want to do is make Ash feel comfortable. So if Ash, in my opinion, is going to walk the walk as well as talk the talk, Ash needs to go into the men's locker room with me. You know, like if Ash starts going into like the unisex one to change, I'll be like, what the fuck is wrong with you? What are you doing?
I'm changing.
Bullshit. Fucking man up. Get your ass in there and change like a guy. If you want to be a guy, change like a guy. Fuck this shit. Who gives a fuck? That's what I would say. You know, because Ash likes to be treated like one of the dudes. So that's totally cool with me. Ash is my boy. Ash takes care of my daughter. I love Ash. Yeah, none of the sensitive shit. Ash is the goddamn man in the relationship. Ash changes tires. Big fan. Big fan. And every time I talk like this, Ash always feels wonderful. You know, and if there's like a man moment and Ash doesn't do dude things, I'm like, what the fuck? What kind of guy are you? Do it like a man.
Okay, I will.
Ash's voice is super deep now because all the testosterone.
All right, I will, Mr. Z. I love you.
Ash is wonderful because dude, but sensibility of a woman, which is much better than a guy. A woman's sensibility takes hold on their psyche at a younger age than a man. Guys are complete butt fucks till about 35 years old. So goddamn stupid. Chicks, not so much. Maureen says, too bad we can't get Ash's view on Nikki's questions. We can. Not this minute, but we absolutely can. John says, call. No. I don't want to surprise Ash in that way. I would broach the topic myself and then have a conversation and then tell you about it rather than just, hey, here's the world. Because sometimes people feel pressure to be on and then they don't really give an honest answer or they're worried. They're worried what they might say, who they might, you know, it just gets weird. But eventually, sure, I talk everything with Ash. Ash is one of my favorites, as you are. Thank you. Thank you for being here. Okay. This show, available, at least the first part of it, on Facebook, X, and YouTube. Thanks for checking it out, but it's time for you to go. If you want the rest of it, you can download the Twitch app and then search Eric Zane Live, and I am right there. You can get the show uninterrupted every single day, or just go to twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live, and then you are in business. I have a Patreon that I update quite regularly. 5 bonus podcasts Monday through Friday, not to mention the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast and the Who Are These Zanes show and the Who Are These Free Beers show, just to name a few. This week, we've got an unbelievably busy week. We are halting for 1 week the Ben and Eric and the Who Are These Free Beers episode. I hate that. But we're ending the basketball season this week. That will free things up. But sometimes it's just one of those things. We will get to it next week. But I have something going on every day of the week this week. However, wait, let me take a look at this. Then again, we might be able to do a Big Fraud Saturday again now that I mention it. Hey, on second thought, can you go Saturday of this week again? ? Something did switch up on the schedule. So thinking about it right here on the show, I realized that. So forget what I just said. If Ben says, yeah, that's cool, then we will do a Big Fraud Saturday again, minus boobs, with Who Are These Free Beers, and then the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. So what I'm saying there is, forget that all just happened. Anyway, available patreon.com/Eric Zane. Sign up for 7 days free if you like to. And you can get the content for free for 7 days, kind of get used to it. If you like it, you can sign up for more afterwards if you want to continue subscribing. patreon.com/Eric Zane. Thank you to the folks on Facebook, X, and YouTube. Have a good day. Facebook and Twitch brought to you by Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. Yes. Thank you so much for being here. X brought to you by Blue Frost IT. Follow me on those platforms at Eric Zane Show fan page on Facebook and at Eric Zane Show on X, as well as YouTube and Instagram. All there. And TikTok, too. Oh, my God. I'm on TikTok. So stupid. Okay. Show originates in the Impact Power Sports Studio. If you want to say hello, drop me a line via email, Molly. Eric@EricZaneShow.com. That is the Shoreliners Striping inbox. Shoreliners Striping. Oh, my God. Love them. How fun was that? I am striping soccer fields. What day is today? Tuesday? I think it is. If you want to market or advertise on the Eric Zane Show podcast, reach out to me on that Shoreliners Striping inbox, Eric@EricZaneShow.com. Like my friends at Green Medicine Shop Medical Dispensary in Greenville, Michigan. If you partake, get your cannabis from Green Medicine Shop. Considerably less yeast, considerably less mold in medicinal cannabis, higher grade, and without the 10% excise tax. Not to mention you are supporting a sponsor of the Eric Zane Show podcast. If you are under 21, but over 18, and you want to partake with your cannabis or smoke or whatever the hell, take your edibles, eat your edibles. The only way to do that is with a med card. Get it at thegreenmedicineshop.com, and away you go, and then buy your cannabis at Green Medicine Shop. If you get that med card at thegreenmedicineshop.com, it will set you back $90. You can have it by the end of the day. But if you do it via their website where it says get your med card, you get a $100 in-store credit. So that's taken care of. Very cool. Green Medicine Shop online at thegreenmedicineshop.com. Throat/Dale is booking people for power washing for the spring and summer. Superior Cleaning and Power Washing. Find them at 231-740-4098. That's 231-740-4098. The IT experts of the podcast are Blue Frost IT. Reach out to them for anything IT related at 616-285-50. And I have a Vouch store. Vouch takes creators, matches them up with small business owners, and then the products are sold on the Vouch store. Vouch.store/Eric Zane. Pet supplies, coffee, hygiene products, the toothbrush, not to mention camp craft cocktails, dehydrated fruit in jars that you add your booze to, and you have fruit-infused booze. Camp craft cocktails and the percussion massage devices, all at my Vouch store. Shop online, vouch.store/Eric Zane. Okay, I'm going to pause. I have to go potty. I will be back. Don't go anywhere. Thank you.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Cow fade. I hope Ben Glaze is here. I think he was. He says that Saturday will be fine for a big fraud Saturday again. Our old pal Ben ratted himself out and informs us that today on the X's excuse me, and Bros show, he sounded like a like an asshole. He writes, I think he sent me an email. I like that he's ratting himself out. I don't know where he sent it. It might have been with, Ben Wright. My contribution to today's show was atrocious. So many uhs. I think I might need to, I think we might need to check it out. I'll see if we can't make that happen. I normally like to do this when he's here. X's and B-R-O. X's and Bros. Mm-hmm. Today.
Okay. It's time for Michigan Sports Talk Morning Show, broadcasting live all across the state of Michigan and Northwest Ohio. This is X.
I got to buzz through all this. You know, Anthony takes an hour to set it up.
838-48. Doing well. Feedback email inbox.
There we go.
And you can find us all individually on Twitter. Ben Glaze is at the Ben Glaze. Ryan Elke is at Ryan L underscore Key. And I'm Anthony Bellino at AC Bellino. Gentlemen, good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
How are we today?
Doing well. I'm glad Ryan pointed it out in the Twitter or on the Twitter account. Ken.
The Ben Glaze, Ryan Elke is at Ryan L underscore Key, and I'm Anthony Bellino at AC Bellino. Gentlemen, good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
How are we today?
All he has to say is, not bad, buddy.
Doing well. I'm glad Ryan pointed it out in the Twitter.
Three uhs. He doesn't do that on our show. If he does, we just call him a fucking asshole. Linda says, does his brain have a disconnect between synapses? We don't know exactly what's going on there. Not sure what's going on. He would have to go to like some type of pathologist and say, all right, I want to talk like this guy, and then it's me. I don't want to talk like this guy and play this clip.
Ben Glaze is at the Ben Glaze. Ryan Elke is at Ryan L underscore Key. And I'm Anthony Bellino at AC Bellino. Gentlemen, good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
How are we today?
Doing well. I'm glad Ryan pointed it out in the Twitter or on the Twitter account.
Tyler says, I can actually hear Ben's thoughts when this happens. Quote, oh, God, I already started talking, but I don't know what I'm going to say. Quick, come up with something.
Can the Pistons season just end already?
Oh, my God.
Brutal.
I mean, I know that they're bad. This is going to be the worst season in franchise history.
Yeah.
They are god-awful.
I mean, that game was over not even halfway into the first.
Hey, that lineup is...
Now, Ben has turned it around. He is now, at this point, spitting fucking fire. So maybe he just needed to get warmed up. I mean, at this point, that beginning, that's in the rearview mirror at this point.
That was pathetic last night.
Yeah.
You know, as I said yesterday, it's like, hey, you know, what was it?
This is about the time when Ben starts throwing in, oh, wows. Right. Exactly.
Difference between them and the Motor City Cruise. You know what I mean?
Right.
Could the Grand Rapids Drive.
Wait, what? What the fuck was that? He said something and Ben's like, right.
The first.
Hey, that lineup was pathetic last night.
Yeah.
You know, as I said yesterday, it's like, hey, you know, what was the difference between them and the Motor City Cruise? You know what I mean?
Right.
Could the Grand Rapids Drive give them a run?
Yeah.
It's like, this is terrible. Just terrible. So, you know, I honestly hope the NBA does something. I really do. Them shutting everybody down, like Assar with the asthma thing. I don't really, you know, a blood clot and everything else. Like, okay.
God, it's so painful.
You know, Isaiah Stewart, you could tell when he jumped up for that rebound and grabbed his right gluteus maximus a couple games ago. You knew that was going to be.
I wonder if Ben's done at this point. He just kind of like dissolves into the ether.
Bad, you could just tell. But
he's got to throw in one more. Yeah, that's right. Wow. Exactly.
As for everybody else, I mean, you're just openly throwing games at this point. So it's like, you know. And I just fade the Pistons, man. Doesn't even really matter what the line is. By the way, I can't wait to talk a little bit about that and more stories are coming out.
Oh, God damn it. This is brutal.
This is terrible. Like last night.
Yeah.
And
I gotta hear
feedback email inbox. And you can find us all individually on Twitter. Ben Glaze is at the Ben Glaze. Ryan Elke is at Ryan L underscore Key. And I'm Anthony Bellino at AC Bellino. Gentlemen, good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
How are we today?
Doing well. I'm glad Ryan pointed it out in the Twitter.
Linda says, do Eric and Ryan need to start a new Who Are These Bens show? Linda says, our Ryan. That might be good. I don't, you know, I mean, we kind of do a small feature similar to those shows whenever we do what we're doing right now. But honestly, Ben doesn't have a lot of variance. So basically, I would play a clip. And it would be Ben going, duh, to a Twitter. And then Ryan would play a clip, and it'd be Ben going, in the Twitter. You know? So I don't know if we can do that. Tyler says, Ben, this was great. And thank you for ratting yourself out. He might be doing his other job right now. I don't see him in here right now. I wonder, you know how like you can become trained, you can practice, and you can get better. For the longest time, I had no ability. I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know how to take my time. I didn't know how to even speak. And sometimes I still don't. I get lost. It happens. But over time, you start to generally improve. Ben needs to work this so that he sees that type of growth. And I think it needs to be like intensive. Mitch says we need to make him tell us a story off the top of his head. If he says, he has to start over with something new. Yes, but I think it needs to be more intense. I think he needs to have like we tase him or hurt him in some way. Smack the shit out of him every time he goes, drags out those words. But I think he'd be dead. He gets into his own head. He can't. I just don't know if he's wired that way. Because he can work quite quickly. I think when if he's actually doing something or editing something, if the impulses are going brain silently to hands and he's doing this and he's seeing, getting the visual stimuli, he's okay. But to the mouth, there's a retardation filter that it goes through and everything comes out fucked up. Chris adds, Anthony gives him absolutely no game plan or help. Well, this show in general is desperately in need of a meeting beforehand. They need to sit down and they got to figure shit out. And it nowadays, if you do any type of radio show, I don't think you're doing yourself any favors if your plan is to just go in and talk about one topic or one genre for an extended period of time. It's very, very difficult to pull that off. You got to have many different assets at your disposal in order to make that happen, which is part of the reason why I make fun of Free Beer and Hot Wings so much, because they have so much at their disposal and the best they can do is just, well, what we hear often when we listen to Who Are These Free Beers? That show used to have so many different bullets in the gun. Now it's just a one-trick pony of stupidity. You can no longer get away with just winging it every goddamn day, which is too often what happens on radio shows. You gotta work a little, for fuck's sake. They need a meeting, and they need a game plan. They need some normal like segments that happen on a regular basis to plan for those. When you're speaking to each other, having that meeting beforehand, then you're talking and you're communicating. You're getting warmed up. Okay, that's all very, very important. Ben says, it's my fault. My synapses just don't fire. Yes and no. Yeah, I would say that you do have the retardation filter that does block normal brain activity. However, it can be weeded out. When you are on the show with me, you do fine. So I'm not buying that. I think you're just so goddamn uncomfortable.
Good morning to our television audience as well.
When Mario just...
on BCSN.
Mario, when Anthony just says, hey, yeah, what's going on?
YouTube page at Michigan Sports Network. Added .com to that to find our website. xpmornings@gmail.com is our fan feedback email inbox.
Gold like
and
this.
And you can find us all individually on Twitter. Ben Glaze is at the Ben Glaze. Ryan Elke is at Ryan_Key. And I'm Anthony Bellino at AC Bellino. Gentlemen, good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
How are we today?
Doing well. I'm glad Ryan pointed it out in the Twitter.
God damn it. This is so great. That's fucking beautiful, man. ADHD and bad anxiety can cause your brain to shut down in even slightly stressful situations. And I'm here for every bit of it. Oh, Ben says, I'm just not as comfortable with Anthony. Anthony needs to make himself more comfortable. He needs to work with you so that you are more comfortable. You need to practice. You need to, off of the air, have conversations. And, you know, if you're doing all of that, in case you missed it,
Twitter.
Here's an example.
Ben Glaze, that the Ben Glaze, Ryan L.
Could sound like
Keen. I'm Anthony Bellino at ABC Bellino. Gentlemen, good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
How are we today?
Doing well. I'm glad Ryan pointed it out in the Twitter.
You start out so assuredly with good morning. Brian in the Twitter. Ben says no one calls it X. No, they do know. Just start calling it X. It's been a year. We're going to start calling it X. So no more in the Twitter. It's X. X is so fucking stupid. I think they're interchangeable, but I just say X. Sometimes I say Twitter. It doesn't matter. But I don't say in the Twitter, and I don't go in the Twitter.
On the Twitter account, can the Pistons season just end up?
Keen, I'm Anthony Bellino at AC Bellino. Gentlemen, good morning to both of you.
You'll catch. He goes, good morning. And then Ben goes, you like hear him go, and then starts eyeing to death.
Morning.
How are we today?
Doing well.
Doing well.
I'm glad Ryan pointed it out in the Twitter or on the Twitter.
Oh my God, yes. All right. I'm only going to play that 500 more times today. Oh my God. Well, thank you, Ben, for ratting yourself out for that beautiful, beautiful piece of material. We'll get through this together. It takes a village, Ben. We will find our way. All right. Frank Fuss is the insurance agent of choice on the Eric Zane Show podcast. If you are in between jobs, self-employed, or maybe the boss does not offer health insurance, get health insurance through the marketplace at 231-332-6505. That puts you in touch with Frank. In fact, disregard everything I just said, because the phone number I just gave you was for the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. More on them. See, that was a complete disaster. Let me back up. If you want to reach Frank, go to buyinsurancehere.com. That's where you go to book an appointment with Frank, and he will help you every step of the way in getting health care. Frank is no joke. He'll take you through this and hold your hand every step of the way, whether it's getting insurance in the marketplace, perhaps it's getting signed up for Medicare, you're getting ready to retire, perhaps Social Security questions. There are no dumb questions with Frank. Go to buyinsurancehere.com to get started today. We have two, count them, two basketball games remaining. Thursday and Saturday of this week with your Grand Rapids Gold. GrandRapidsGold.com for tickets. Thursday, get a $14 ticket and then enjoy $2 beers, $2 dogs. And then the season finale on Friday night. GrandRapidsGold.com for more information and to buy your tickets. The accountant on the Eric Zane Show podcast is the Tax Hobbit. Troy Ginzer, Tag Accounting, online at tagcpa.net. No matter where you are in the listening audience, you can get your taxes done. You've got till April 15th to do this. So get on it. Reach out at 616-301-9516 for Tag Accounting or tagcpa.net. All right. Overnight, while we slept, there was a gigantic shipping crate freighter that hauls those containers, you know, that are about the same size as a fucking trailer on an 18-wheel truck full of goods. And one of the nation's key areas is in Maryland, the Francis Scott Key Bridge. That's the guy who wrote the Star Spangled Banner. Reportedly, he was right there in Rocket's red glare, and he wrote the Star Spangled Banner, and then Kaepernick took a knee. The rest is history. Well, the goddamn bridge is named after that guy, and somehow a fucking gigantic boat smashed into the goddamn bridge, and the whole bridge collapsed. Cars are on it. Thank God it happened late at night, because, I mean, if it was like rush hour, no doubt numerous casualties. In fact, I haven't heard an update in quite a while. They may already have the casualty number, but you can see it here. Watch this. Oh, my God.
Yeah, so, Casey, according to authorities.
Look at it. It's right here, right underneath this Gabe Cohen's face. That's when it actually collapses.
Yeah, so, Casey, according to authorities, this all happened around 1:30 a.m. Eastern time here in Baltimore.
Wow.
A large shipping container at that hour, it appears, based on the videos that we've seen.
Well, you know, the thing is that that thing wasn't moving at that high rate of speed. It couldn't have been, I don't think. I mean, what do I know? It might have been going as fast as fucking anything. Hit the deal there, and then the whole thing, chain reaction comes down. Cars on the bridge and everything.
Collided, and hearing from authorities that that shipping container collided with the one of the columns of the Key Bridge in Baltimore. It is, as you mentioned, a major commuter bridge.
I mean, Godzilla has never even taken out a bridge that quickly.
Major route as you cut through Baltimore, going between, let's say, Washington and New York, all the way up the Northeast. And it appears that in the bridge collapsed. You can see it in the video crumble into several pieces. And
They're playing it on loop. I don't know what's played more today on this show, that bridge collapsing or Ben's audio.
Authorities think there are potentially up to 20 people in the water. They don't know. As you mentioned, there was some sort of large tractor trailer sized vehicle on the bridge at the time.
There's a clip. They're showing it as the sun rose, the devastation. That's the ship. And then you can see the bridge. Some of it landed on the ship.
But that is what emergency crews are now looking for. Anyone who is in vehicles or in the water that may have ended up down in the Patapsco River. First responders have been there at the scene. They're calling it a mass casualty event. And there is an urgent search right now, urgent rescue for any people who could be there in the water. And right now, the entire area around the bridge is shut down. There are crews not only from Baltimore, but from surrounding agencies, from federal.
I don't know. It's just really strange to me that that thing went down like a goddamn Erector set like that. I mean, I could understand if there's one spot where there's a catastrophe happening, catastrophic compromise of the structure, and then one thing happens or another. But I'm really, really interested in, you know, like in however long they'll show, how did the Key Bridge fall? You know, I mean, what actually happened? Ryan says, it's indeed a lamentable situation with investigations looming that merchandise may remain untouched for an extended period If you know anyone in Maryland and they have a pontoon, an excellent opportunity to pirate. What is wrong with you? He adds to that, folks, that's all perfectly good cargo merchandise up for the taking. I don't know that it is, you idiot. Becca Shea says the great infrastructure of America. Yeah, that's, I think we're on point A of the investigation. And Becca Shea is at point Y or Z. Chris says the MAGA crowd believes it was intentional. Of course, that's what they do. Nick adds, this is what EZ's folding table in my studio here is going to look like once he overloads it. Bob adds, it's not the speed, it's the weight. Runner girl Amy adds, F equals MA. I'm assuming that means force equals mass. When you have a lot of mass, you don't need a lot of acceleration. All right. There you go. It sounds like you guys know more about this than me. Kuipers says Biden planned the crash. Wouldn't surprise me if he actually believes that because he's a fucking right-wing wacko. Like several members of the show are right-wing psychopaths. Badger says, is everyone okay? Now, I doubt it. And if that's, you know, you attempting my joke, it's just not going to work. Because we're not seeing like body parts. That doesn't, I'm going to give you a solid D plus on that. You know, it's just not quite the same. Like I got another story about a hobo walking around chewing on a guy's leg. You could ask, is the guy okay? Is the guy who's missing the leg okay? You could ask that question. I don't know. Anyway, that is just god-awful. Start the conspiracy theories. California man appears to go full zombie walking around while biting on a human leg. All right, let's get to the video. Doesn't want to let me. If they blur out the leg, that's going to be a bummer. We got to keep the leg on there. I think it's blurred. Tofa says, where did he get the leg from? Well, supposedly, I think it has to do with the train station. Hold on a second. Let me pull this story. A pedestrian was hit by a train in Wasco, California. And then, so there's body parts all over the place. And the dude finds the goddamn leg and scampers off with it.
Circulating on social media appears to show a man carrying a severed body part of someone killed by a train in Wasco. Sheriff's officials say this happened today near the Wasco Amtrak station on G Street. Eyewitness News reporter Lena Folk has that story, but first, we do want to warn you that some of the footage is disturbing.
I'm not sure from where, but he came this way, and he walked all through here, and he was waving a person's leg, and he started chewing on it over there.
He started chewing on it over there.
Hiding it, and then he was hitting it against the wall and everything. And
it was a typical Friday for the construction workers laying down concrete outside the Amtrak station.
See, these are all Mexicans who are doing this job because you lazy fucking white people won't do it.
station in Wasco until they saw a horrifying sight.
He's eating it. Hey, ¿se la está comiendo?
You are looking at what a witness
he's eating it
says is a man eating a detached leg. The detached leg came from a person hit by a train near the Wasco Amtrak station earlier that morning.
Well, on the leg, the skin was hanging. Oh, bone.
Fucking A.
Jose Ibarra tells Eyewitness News.
How did they, how could it be that that incident happened and, like, there's parts and the guy can just walk up and take it? Is there no one around? Did no one notice that someone was hit by a train?
News that when the man walked past him with the leg, he believed him to be homeless. Ibarra is unsure where the man came from. He says Kern County Sheriff's deputies stopped the man after people from the Amtrak station called the police. More videos sent into Eyewitness News shows the man waving the leg around. KCSO says the man is 27-year-old Rosendo Tellez. Tellez was arrested for taking evidence from the scene and
all right, now that guy definitely is illegal.
Had multiple outstanding warrants. At this moment,
you know that they're going to say, oh yeah, this is the reason Joe Biden is to blame for this.
Investigators haven't said who the leg belongs to or who was hurt in the train crash, but we do know that one
are they okay?
Person died. Tellez was arrested, and Kern County Sheriff's Office say it is an active investigation. Reporting in Wasco.
These poor dudes are laying cement.
Let's go. Lena Folk, Eyewitness News.
Oh, my God. That's an all-timer right there. Really gruesome. Jesus. If you find body parts or broken down cargo, Ryan says, all that stuff is perfectly good merchandise ripe for the taking. They're just going to let it go to spoil. What is your deal? Ryan says it's a perfectly good leg. They're just going to bury it, for crying out loud. Let the dude have some dinner. Yeah, you know, you make a good point. If your life is so bad that when you find a leg, you're like, you want that leg. You know, if someone really desperately is so fucked up that they're having a good day because they can scamper away with a human leg to gnaw on like a dog gnawing on a bone, who are we to judge? Joe Martinez says it's Biden's fault that those Mexicans are laying concrete. Send those Mexicans back. My God. Well, anyway, wanted to share. The star of the hit show Yellowstone, one of the stars of the hit show Yellowstone. This is kind of weird. This is the guy. I don't watch the show. His name is Forey J. Smith. If you watch the show, you would know who this guy is. What part he plays? I've not watched it. Well, this dude. It's been a while since we've had like a good mask story. COVID related, but this like isn't COVID related. If I told you that he was on an airplane and he lost his shit over a mask and was taken off of the plane. I mean, if it was just he wanted to that he wouldn't put on his mask on the plane. And he got kicked off, I wouldn't be talking about it. You no longer need to wear a mask on planes. You don't have to wear a mask anywhere these days. You know, for a while, I thought that was never going to end. It seems so strange to me. We had this this moment in time when that all was, it was just so strange to me. It seems like forever ago. It seems like a long, long time ago that that happened, but it wasn't that long ago. Okay, so this guy gets on the plane, and the next thing you know, he's off the plane. He's kicked off the plane. Chris says that I wished it would never end. Well, I was hoping that the mask mandates would come back. Like, I think it was maybe a year ago, they talked about, oh, it's going to be bad. They're coming back. And I was like, fuck yes. We need more of this. This guy is an anti-masker, which no one really cares anymore if you're an anti-masker because nobody has to wear masks anymore. He gets on the plane. And there is an immunocompromised person who, regardless of COVID, is wearing a mask to ensure improve odds that nothing will happen. So you got this little passenger sitting there minding his or her own business with a mask on. He gets pissed off because that person is wearing a mask, reading a magazine. He says, hey, no, no, no. No masks. I'm not doing that. And they go, oh, yeah, yeah, we know. No, it's just her. You don't have to. He goes, no, no, no. I don't think you understand. This is about freedom and patriot and liberty and Gadsden flag and MAGA and Ottawa County and Ottawa Impact. Fuck you. Take that mask off. And they're like, well, I don't know how much we got to tell you, but you don't have to wear the goddamn mask. Just sit down and enjoy the flight. He goes, I will not. I will not sit down and enjoy the flight. Fuck you. They can't wear a mask. And so they all look at him like he's goddamn nuts. And they go, all right, well, we got just the thing for you. Get your fucking bag. You're out of here. And they throw him off the goddamn plane and he can't fly anymore. Ah, you dumb fuck. Holy shit. He actually tried what Tofus writes. The person wearing the mask has no freedom to wear a mask. I mean, that's the first time I've heard of this one. This is incredible. I mean, that is so stupid. It's debilitating. Wow. I'll read directly what they wrote. Yellowstone star Forey Smith took to Instagram on Saturday to say he was kicked off a flight and left stranded in Houston after refusing to sit next to another passenger wearing a mask. Quote, he says in the video, I just got kicked off the plane because I told them I don't feel comfortable sitting next to somebody with a mask on. They helped you. What are you talking about? I've been sitting in an airport for 3 hours. Yeah, I'm drinking, he says. Smith, who played Lloyd Pierce, continued, I ain't drunk, but they throw me off the plane because I'm drunk. Because you people won't stand up and tell everybody what bullshit this is. I just told them I didn't feel comfortable about sitting next to somebody that had to wear a mask. And then I get thrown off. Smith reiterated before the video ended. Oh, my God. You know, I think I might even have the video of this stupid old fuck. Oh, shit.
Social media people tell me that you like me face to face. But you know what? I can't say face to face.
He's hammered.
I want. Like, I just got kicked off a plane in, where the hell am I at? Houston, Texas. Because I told them that I didn't feel comfortable sitting next to somebody with a mask on. Yeah, I've been drinking. I've been sitting in the airport for 3 hours. Yeah, I'm drinking.
How come this drunk idiot talks better than Ben?
drinking. I ain't drunk. But they throw me off the plane because I'm drunk. Because you people won't stand up and tell everybody.
It's my fault. How is it my fault?
What bullshit this is. I just told them I didn't feel comfortable about sitting next to somebody that had to wear a mask.
Yeah. And now you're off the plane. Now you don't have to worry about it. They helped you.
Off the plane. Yes. I ain't. You know, my social media people tell me that.
All right. That's it. What a dumb fuck. This type of idiocy is so nauseating to me. This person wrote on his post, how do you know that person doesn't have cancer and just is going through chemotherapy treatments or something else like that warrants them wearing one? This guy says, I love the tough guy act while also saying the sissiest thing I've heard in a long time, scared of a mask. Oh, my God. That brings me right back to where we were back in the day. Back in the day when we had to wear masks. What a pussy. This is something that I will not be discussing on the radio. Because, well, for obvious reasons. I would love to discuss this on the radio. I would back in the day, but the world is so different now on the radio. If I go on the radio and call that guy anything other than a patriot and a warrior and a freedom fighter, I'm fired. That's it. Nick, who does show some sense, says, I would assume the mask wearer is sick or nuts. Either way, doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. Or scared they could be scared that they could catch something. Some people are. Sorry, not everybody is of is so strong mentally than you, Nick. Yeah, I've been drinking, but I'm not drunk. Nick writes, I used to wear a mask with the filtration level of a screen door. Masks rule. That was the best part of COVID. Wearing them and watching you anger balls get all wound up. Molly, who owes me an email, says, if my grandma was around still, I'd be wearing a mask everywhere I go. Yeah, because you don't want to get sick, which could get her sick. Common sense. Stupid people like that guy don't realize that. I'm ready for the next pandemic because of the masks. I remember I was praying for new variants so that we could wear more masks. Tophus adds, I don't understand why the fuck anyone cares if someone is wearing a mask. They aren't making you wear a mask and they aren't taking your guns. So what the fuck is the deal? If you go to where I live in this MAGA hotspot and you wear a mask, you're going to get, someone's going to say something annoying to you. I can promise you that. That is a regular thing around here. Now, I don't wear them just because I don't even think about it. But I might just to annoy these butt fucks. So sensitive. In case you missed it, we might need to go back and ask Ben.
Ben Glaze, ZD Ben Glaze, Ryan Elke is Ryan L underscore Key, and I'm Anthony Bellino at AC Bellino. Gentlemen, good morning to
Ben, how you doing today, buddy?
To both of you.
Good morning.
How are we today?
Doing well. I'm glad Ryan pointed it out in the Twitter.
Watch out, man. They'll erect a gallows in your front yard and hang you, says Tophus. Whatever. I hope not. I don't want to die. All right. I found that truly remarkable that this dumbass did that. God damn, what a fucking fool. Can you imagine being family members of that dumb shit who aren't stupid and you see that? And how does somebody like this have enough sense and skill to be a goddamn actor on a hit TV show? this fucking idiot. I think you have to have some wits about you, some sense to be a performing actor, right? I think. Don't you? Can we equate acting ability with knowledge? Or wisdom? Or the know-how to when to shut it down? How to not how does he not understand that what he's doing there is ridiculous? I don't get it. All right. On the Patreon bonus podcast today, I have to tell you about a local story. What started as an Easter egg hunt turned into a stabbing. And there was an attack over the weekend in Moscow. It was a theater, and this is a terror attack, an Islamic-inspired terrorist attack, where some wackos went into like a theater and killed more than 130 people. Well, the Russians have the bad guys. Now, wait until you hear about what's been happening to the bad guys. You know how, like in the U.S., like authorities will, like Timothy McVeigh, when he blew up babies at the Murrah building in Oklahoma City. You know, at no point was Timothy McVeigh harmed. In fact, they put bulletproof vests on him. They protected him to make sure nothing bad happened to him. In my opinion, this is yet another example of foreign countries, when it comes to law and order, have some things figured out on a much more primitive yet higher level than the U.S. Simultaneously primitive yet wonderful and exceptional. Something we as Americans should strive to do, in my opinion. That will be discussed on the Patreon today. Patreon.com/Eric Zane for free for 7 days for you. Okay. Be thinking about the asshole of the day as well. It's mere moments away. Thank you to the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. If you're thinking, God damn it, all I'm doing is giving some guy rent money. Sure, it'd be nice if I had a place to live. Either my first home or maybe I can refinance my current home if I've owned it for a long time. Anything mortgage-related, refinance-related, I want you to consider the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. When that time happens, this is who you call. Mario. 231-332-6505. The Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. From anywhere in the U.S., he's got you covered. Any one of our beautiful 50 states. And the District of Columbia. 231-332-6505. He has an office right at the base of the Scott Bridge, Francis Scott Key Bridge. There's an office right there. He saw it all. 231-332-6505. Reach out today. Joe Martinez, one of my beloved Mexican brothers, 616-516-8579. If you are in West Michigan and you are you have a AC unit and you've never had it cleaned or tuned up, well, then you desperately need this to happen. If not, your AC unit is on the verge of breaking down, which is going to cost you a lot of money. It works harder for longer during the summer months. Don't let that happen. There's all sorts of shit on that unit outside of the home. Dust, dirt, debris, pollen, cottonwood. Is that what it's called? I don't know. The shit that comes off the dandelions. It's all on there. It's like a big, giant 1970s bush. He'll clean all that off to get the airflow going through there the way it's supposed to. Machine works less hard for a shorter amount of time, extending the life. Your AC is more efficient. You pay less for the energy. It all is like a domino effect. So just call Fuckface Joe at 616-516-8579, and he'll hook you up. He's the absolute best. All right? Mention me when you call. He is spectacular. 616-516-8579. He's in here right now. He says it comes off a dogwood tree. All right. There you go. Beautiful tree, by the way, dogwoods. I used to have three or four of them on my front in my front yard when I lived in Tennessee. Beautiful tree. Call Joe and get your AC tuned up. Or if you have any other problems with it or you want a new one installed. And then finally, my friends at Impact Power Sports. Holy shit, are these folks great? You go through there and you're like, my God, I got to make it happen. Financing available. Okay, that's what you do the American way. Finance it. Finance a new AC and finance the new quad. But don't drive too crazy or you'll be a quad. Get it? I don't think they want to go with that slug line at Impact Power Sports. Feel the impact in your spine. 616-516. No, that's Joe's number. I'm losing my mind. Go to impactpowersportsmi.com for more information. They're located on 14 Mile Road in Rockford, Michigan. Michigan's newest dealer of Yamaha golf carts. They're awesome. And they have a massive service department. If anything goes wrong with your current gear or what you purchase from them, they'll service it, change the oil, all that stuff, so you don't have to. Impact Power Sports in Rockford, Michigan. Tomorrow is Dear Meathead. Send a question along for Dad to eric@ericzaneshow.com. We might have another booby question for Dad. I think he's already weighed in on the boobs before. Maybe we'll have to revisit that. I forgot what he said about it. I think he said, she is a trash person. Trash person showing their boobs. Fuck you, Dad. Fuck him. I fucking love him. He's fucking great. Fuck your dad. Asshole of the day. Cargo ship? Molly wrote cargo. Well, we don't know. I mean, I think they had a mechanical issue. I don't know if we can blame the ship itself. What else have we talked about today? Yeah, we talked about my 1 million jobs yesterday. The cargo captain. I don't know. Okay, Nick's got a good one. It's got to be the dude who was eating the leg in that small community in California. Oh, even better. No, because that guy's got mental illness problems. And besides, he was probably just hungry. It's amazing how quickly I forget the assholes, even after just talking about them. All right. The star of the Yellowstone show, Forey James Smith. Forey J. Smith. His first name's Forey? Yeah, that guy's the asshole of the day. Brought to you by my friends at TC Paintball. Love them so much. Forey J. Smith. He is your asshole of the day. This guy right here. Yeah, you can't have the guy you ate the leg meat. He's just hungry, for fuck's sake. Come on, give him a break. All right, that's going to do it for me. I'll talk to you on the Patreon with those stories that we talked about. Thank you very, very much, and I'll talk to you down the road. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin Marshall credit card bill.